This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy 94.9 presents Absolutely Everybody, sponsored by and presented by Anecto, the People Network. Absolutely Everybody, only on Joy 94.9.
How are you, ladies?
Thank you.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having us.
We've been talking in the background here just a little bit about Arthritis Victoria.
The organisation is almost 50 years old, and it was started by a rheumatologist who would see patients in his waiting room. And he would see the way that they would interact and talk to each other to say, oh, I have this, do you have that? And so it began as a support organisation for people who had arthritis. And then later on, we incorporated osteoporosis. And now we represent people with arthritis, osteoporosis, and over 150 other muscle, bone and joint conditions, including things like lupus, things that don't sound very sexy, like gout. We're looking
Does not sound
sexy. I'm not laughing.
We are actually looking for a new media spokesperson. Anyone with gout can give us a call and
put
their hand up.
1300 Joy 949 if you have gout.
So now as an organisation, we are there to not only help improve the lives of people that live with these, with arthritis or another muscle, bone and joint condition, but we're also there to help health professionals provide the most up-to-date information, to educate people in how they can self-manage their condition, and to train people, and also research and public awareness, which is why we're here today.
I noticed you have a support number that people can contact to find out more information and also to get directed to the relevant areas.
That's right. Yeah. And Anne sitting next to me is one of those people that might answer the phone on the helpline.
Yes.
So Anne's
I'm
on
a nurse,
the front line.
Yeah, and I work on a helpline, and we have a musculoskeletal helpline, which is our toll-free number is 1-800-263-265, and people can just phone in, and there's always a nurse there every day, and we have volunteers that work between 9 and 4 every day, but otherwise people walk in off the street, or lots of people email us too, because that might be on weekends or after hours, you know, when it suits them really.
Joy.
Could you tell me a little bit about arthritis and what are the effects?
Well, a lot of people, you know, feel that arthritis is a disease of old people, but really it's about 60% of people are a working age that are affected. So there's a lot of, so, you know, that's a lot of people, and really about really 250,000 people are under the age of 25, and even children get arthritis. So there's like 1 in 1,000 children have arthritis. So so it's very much affects people in the working age group, and very often people have symptoms of pain and stiffness and lack of mobility, and they're very common symptoms that people have.
It's interesting because we were talking about that again. Arthritis Victoria do a whole lot of work around a lot of different conditions, including gout and lupus, as well as arthritis. We were talking about the fact that it is an unseen condition, so people can often live with pain and their workmates, or even if they're quite young, may not know about it. What's the advice in terms of, if you are suffering, do you tell people? Because there's a bit of a stigma attached to arthritis, isn't there?
Well, there's lots of people really with arthritis would be managing pain every day. So, and very much with we encourage people, you know, they can phone us. We have a helpline. We have lots of information to help people. But it's very much about getting your health team, people around you to be, you know, to get really useful, helpful people around you. So, you know, to call on your healthcare team. And people, you know, will see their doctor, and they'll, you know, often see a physiotherapist, and it's it's really good if people can keep moving and do regular exercise and, you know, try and, if they're overweight, try and reduce weight, because that often helps with reducing pain, especially for, you know, joints like your knee, which are load-bearing joints. So it's very much, there's a lot of people can do, and they'll talk to other people in self-help groups and things like that.
Do you find that people actually try and hide the symptoms and don't really want to disclose it because it might start to prejudice them? That word.
Yes, we know what you mean, Andrew.
In the workplace, and be very difficult to try and disclose it and still retain your job. People would start looking at you a little bit suspicious.
Well, it's a huge cause of loss of workplace productivity. I mean, when you consider there's over 6 million people in Australia right now, almost 1 in 3 people. So if it's not you, it's someone you know, or it's someone you work with, or a family member. But of those, about 2.7 million are workers. And each year, arthritis and other muscle, bone and joint conditions cost the Australian economy over $55 billion.
Oh, wow. That's a lot of money.
It's a massive, massive problem. And the World Health Organization have now declared it a global epidemic. Mm. We call it a health tsunami. This is a medical bill we can't afford to ignore anymore. And for that reason, if you're going for a job, you're not going to, you're often reluctant to disclose it, but a lot of people in the workplace, and so this is a time where workplaces can actually come together to try and improve workers' lives.
So I was going to ask you, what does Arthritis Victoria do a lot of work with employers to educate or work, you know, people that generate the jobs so that they are more aware that they may have employees and what they can do to support people with arthritis?
Well, we're just starting a new workplace program, and we're trying to engage with workplaces where we will send people out to give talks, ways that you can help yourself if you have a muscle, bone or joint condition at work. You'll notice one of the groovy things happening right now are the stand-up desks instead of sitting all the time.
Guilty. I've got one of those.
Well, it's good. Well, it helps groovy. You to make a move, and that's what it's all about. I mean, let's get a bit groovy. And as we were talking in the break, we were saying one of the stigmas attached to arthritis is it's not a very sexy thing. You know, you're
far from it.
We can change that, can't we, Andrew?
We can change that. And so last year we created this new brand called Make a Move, and we've had this very groovy TV commercial that's been running nationally, where we have a lady who comes up on the steps of Parliament House. So it was a bit of a dig to the state government to say, hey, let's increase a bit of funding for us. She puts down her boombox, she presses play, and on comes this Make a Move song. She starts grooving, it turns into a flash mob. So
fantastic. Well, listen, I'm very excited to be described as groovy for having my stand-up sit-down desk. But, if you're experiencing arthritis or have any stories to share with us, SMS us on 0427JOY949, email onair@joy.org.au. You're with Jodie and Anne from Arthritis Victoria, and Andrea and I, and we're just discussing arthritis. So the age groups, I was really interested in young people, like kids. How does that manifest? Do they just sort of say, Mum, I've got a sore hip, or how does it come about?
With small children, excuse me,
Anne's got a bit of a cold at the moment, so...
excuse me, I have a cold.
So I apologise. She's trying her 0055 voice on us now.
With young children...
I think Joe is going to take over the answering of this question. So with young children...
Well, quite often they say to their parents, you know, the parents say, let's go for a walk, and they're like, I'm a bit tired, I'm a bit sore, my knee really hurts, you know, I was playing netball, I was playing cricket, and, you know, I need to sit out. Often parents think it's growing pains, and they often dismiss it as if it's growing pains initially. But once they get to a doctor, go and see their GP. The GP will often refer them to a specialist like a rheumatologist, or and then a diagnosis actually comes across that actually they have juvenile arthritis. Mm. And
which would be a bit
alone.
Of a surprise for a parent, I guess.
Very much so, very much so. Because this is something that these young people have to live with for their whole lives.
Is it hereditary or what?
Sometimes. There's so many different types of arthritis. Earlier when we were talking about osteoarthritis, so osteoarthritis is in fact the most common type of arthritis. Over 2 million people have that, and osteoarthritis is caused by wear and tear on the joints. So you might have had an injury, you might have been very sporty in the past, and you know, we're a sporting nation. So but it also, particularly in the hands, genetic
arthritis in the hands is an area where there is more of a sort of a genetic basis to it. But as you said, lots of other causes are to do with more wear and tear from trauma, people that have done very heavy work, farmers particularly, people have done repetitive jobs and might have had some sporting injuries too, as you said, but probably there is an area of... in that hereditary area, that's more affected by arthritis in the hands. Mm.
Bring joy to the world. Listen to us everywhere. Download the Joy smartphone app. Now at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.